This week we've been looking at the account of Elijah raising the son of the widow of Zarephath. The son's resurrection of the dead foreshadowed Jesus rising from the dead. A greater lesson, where Jesus took up his life again, all the others in the Bible who were called forth from the grave were given new life by the power of God. Our committal service at the graveside includes a prayer that God keep the remains of our loved ones until the resurrection of the dead. Jesus has promised to return to judge the living and the dead, to give life everlasting to those who believe in him. This is a promise of which St. Paul spoke, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Elijah gave the boy for whom he had prayed back to his mother, the widow of Zarephath. And the woman said to Elijah, "Now I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in your mouth is truth." As we see God's grace, love, and mercy in action, we respond with praise and thanksgiving. We confess that the word of the Lord is truth, that salvation is by God's rich grace alone, for the sake of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ alone. This is a message of hope that we hear each Sunday as we gather at 9 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church. Come join us to hear again of God's love and mercy. May our Lord grant you the hope of knowing your sins are forgiven, that you know of God's love, and look forward to the resurrection. Amen.